Well, Southwest Volleyball back in a very familiar place, getting ready for a big night of volleyball on Monday. They're going to be playing on Tuesday, but head coach Kim Barnett, you would like to be playing again for a championship. I think a lot of your girls have been there before, and they want to get back again, don't they?
Yeah, there's been discussion at practices that our goal is to try and get back to the championship game and try for another championship for the RPAC.
Now, last Thursday at your place, of course, had a big win over Med Valley. The Alma game was wow. That Alma team really gave you a battle, didn't they?
Yeah, they gave us a good battle. Of course, we had one of our key contributors to our team kind of go down with an injury early in the first set. And so we had to kind of adjust our lineup until she was able to come back in. But it was a fight till the end.
Yeah, I thought defensively, boy, you're not going to find two harder hitters than Tirsten Moore and Vaden Ebb from Alma that night. They could hit it hard, but you had some defensive plays, some digs that were pretty incredible.
Yeah, the girls knew once Monica kind of went out that we had to step up our play, taking a big blocker out of the front. So our defense had to pick up a little bit of slack, and I think the girls did a good job of that.
All right, it's Cambridge and Southwest for a fourth time. It's like this every single year. It's no big deal that these two teams play from start to finish about 3 to 4 times during the season.
It always seems that we end up matching up with each other in some sort of tournament. Of course, we do play each other in regular season. So it ends up being that we play each other 3 or 4 times, and this is no different than any other year.
You've got them 3 times. You want to get them a fourth, no question, the most important match. What have you been done to win 3 straight against this team?
I think just the girls' determination. We especially don't want to lose on our home floor. So we've had them a couple of times now on our home court. And, it's the same story. We want to finish protecting our own court and taking care of getting into that championship game.
Well, and finally, you got the final 4 teams. You got 2 number ones and you got 2 number twos. So no matter how it comes out on Tuesday night there at the Graff Event Center, the fans are going to get their money's worth with a lot of great volleyball, aren't they?
It'll be a lot of great volleyball. The teams that are going to be there have come up with a great season so far. Everybody's hopefully peaking towards the end of the year, so it should be just some great volleyball.